Patrick Henn, your swimming partner in this evening's crushing dive to the bottom. We've all been cautioned about the dangers of the deep, but in tonight's show, Waters Under the Bridge by Gaëtan Charlebois, we meet a man who feels the treasures to be found might outweigh the dangers he knows are there. Listen.
Do you mind if I use a tape recorder?
Not at all. Do you want emotion or do you want facts?
I'm with American Geographic, Mr. Creighton, not National Enquirer.
Mm.
We get emotional only in describing mountain ranges, sunsets, and some biographical color once in a while.
That's the only reason I'm speaking with you. Still, you might find some of it difficult to believe.
Just try me, why don't you?
All right. It began 5 years ago with the Quebec City Museum hiring me for a dive under the Quebec Bridge.
That was the first dive, June 12th, 1978?
Yes. We were going to see if there was anything left down there after the original disaster.
Could you tell me a bit about the disaster, especially the new facts you uncovered?
The master engineers of Canada and the Commonwealth were building the Great Bridge that was to link Quebec City with America. One of the engineering wonders of the world. And a terrible collapse occurred.
The one of August 1907?
Yes, the first collapse. Well, they were ready for the second one. Only 14 died that time. The new data points to a single man as the cause of the problem. You see, there was a sequence of 27 bolts missing in the central span. This sequence of bolts was crucial to the safe passage of work carts and horses.
Did the man die in the collapse?
No. He was watching it all from the South Shore. Years later, in an asylum in Quebec, he admitted that when he heard the first sounds of an imminent collapse, he knew he was responsible. He knew.
Good God.
But he didn't know how he had forgotten those 27 lousy bolts. His daughter came to us, told us what he said to her. Anyway, the scene was described by men who were there as dreadful, a slaughterhouse. Not only were the bodies torn to shreds, ripped by the ropes that were supposed to be protecting them, but there were bodies impaled. Every kind of gruesome death. 70 men had been dragged to their deaths beneath the St. Lawrence River. Are you sure you want me to go on?
Of course.
The wives gathered at the site of the disaster. Then suddenly a body rose to the surface. And another. And five at once. The wives of these men watched as the men, 10 in all, floated grotesquely in the water.
And the others?
Others.
You said 70 men went down with the bridge.
And only 10 came back up. Well, they didn't have scuba gear back then. There was no rescue party.
I hardly think there would have been anything to rescue.
Oh, indeed. There would have been perhaps a half dozen men caught in air pockets in the fallen debris. Would you like a drink? You seem a little green around the gills.
So to speak.
Oh, sorry. No pun was intended. It's all right. That part of the story is over. It gets a little tame for a bit. My son, Russell, said that I was a caution for telling fish stories. I used to scare the daylights out of him when he was a kid. Mostly with stories about sharks and manta rays.
Russell is a very good memory for you, isn't he, Mr. Creighton?
Yes. Yes, he is. Let's change the subject.
Can you give me some color on Cape de Goncourt?
That's not easy either. Well, let's see. Our dive, it began in her office at the Musée de Québec.
Well, Mr. Creighton, I can tell you frankly that I'm not very optimistic about what is down there. I mean, we might find a few coins, but I suspect that the real treasure has been swept away.
Are you sure it was there in the first place?
I don't have any doubts. All the research I've done since I've been supervisor of the St. Lawrence exhibit points to a fortune having gone down there. You know, the paymaster was on that bridge when it collapsed, Mr. Creighton.
You really are excited about all this.
I spent the last 12 months fighting for this diving expedition. You should have seen that bunch of bureaucrats. They ignored me for a year. But when I mentioned the possibility that there was sunken treasure down there, their eyes lit up like a bunch of buccaneers.
I know all about it. If you think money is tied up here, you should see what kind of reception we get for projects like this in the States.
I suppose. As you know, I wasn't with the museum on your last dive, and I can't get anyone here to talk about it. It's taboo.
I can imagine.
So, well, I know it must be difficult, but I'd like you to tell me about your last expedition beneath the bridge in detail.
So, I told her about the first dive.
You'll tell me about that expedition, won't you?
You can get everything you want on the back issues of Le Soleil.
I've read them. You didn't tell them anything.
Look, what do you want me to do? Cry for you?
No. Surely a man who has spent so much time trying to make things clear to people through science, well, I would think that you'd want the circumstances of your first dive made clear scientifically.
You're a sly bastard, aren't you? I'm having another drink. My son and I and three local divers, well, we were doing everything right, by the book.
Check my pressure, will you, Dad?
Right. Try it.
Good.
Mario, clean your mask. The water's dirty enough without you trying to see through that scum.
Oh, Dad, relax. This is the most fun you've had since you wrestled with that shark in the Gulf of Mexico.
Russell, I think you're old enough now to know that that isn't exactly what took place.
Another childish illusion destroyed.
Come on, let's go.
There's no time like the present.
Oh, we were tense. What excitement. There was mystery and disaster and chaos buried down there. Oh, it sounded like fun, all right. The three local divers were swimming ahead of us, just out of sight in the murky water.
At this rate, we're going to bang our heads on that damn bridge before we see it.
Well, just be careful. Now, where the hell did the others get to?
Dad, we better get down
here. Lisa, get back here. Lisa? Lisa, where are you?
Dad! Dad!
Lisa!
Help me!
Lisa, where are you?
Dad!
Lisa! I looked for them until my air was gone. Oh, you really screwed up, Philip Creighton.
What?
That was the first thought when I was out of the water. You see, I didn't cry or beat my breast over the death of my only son. Oh, no. I was worried about how I had screwed up the dive.
People say and do strange things when they're in shock.
Oh, yes. Well, that feels better. Anyway, that's what I told Kate de Goncourt.
Why did she hire you?
You mean after I told her that?
No, that's not what I mean.
Well, she hired me because I'm the best. She hired me because I was the only one who was stupid enough to go down there again. After I told her about Russell's death, I was taut as a wire. Well, she saw that and very wisely took out the charts and started to convince me that the dangers were all avoidable.
Do you think much of the river floor has shifted since the last time, Philip?
No. There is a lot of center depth activity. At the deepest, it's fairly calm. Just some silt movement.
And what's the depth there again?
Let's see. It's 132 feet at bottom.
And the superstructure could have sunk a lot.
Yes, but it could also be mountainous.
Don't we know?
Reading the depth sounder, it never really was clear. Anyway, whatever the case, it won't be clear until we're down there. One thing is for sure, there won't be a big X over the treasure.
You know what I'd like to do before we go on to strategy?
You want to show me your bridge exhibit, don't you?
You're starting to be able to read me, Mr. Creighton. Oh. This could be dangerous. You're married?
That's not a very subtle way of asking.
I suppose not. Are you?
Mrs. Creighton died about 10 years ago.
Have you ever considered remarriage?
My God, we just met.
It's not a proposal.
Well, are you married?
Divorced.
Oh.
Working wives in Quebec, it still makes people nervous. Mm. Made my husband very nervous. He was a university teacher at Laval. Pretended to be bankrupt.
Oh, that's blunt enough, I suppose.
Now, I asked you about other women.
Look, if you must know, I've been terribly inactive.
You don't have to talk about it.
Russell was killed, and I nearly drank myself to death, and then I stopped, and then I started working again, and now here I am.
Hmm. That's funny.
What?
You seem much more complex than that.
We've only just begun.
Well, here we are.
Where?
These two cases, that book, and that cannon over there.
A cannon is part of the exhibit?
It was the time cannon during the construction of the bridge.
Oh, well, that makes this a 3-star attraction.
Pathetic, isn't it?
And the book?
Let me get this. That's what started all this up. There was a note on page 103.
The foreman's log?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Here it is. The passage is very simple and full of mystery. Started O.T.
Old Testament.
On time, we think.
Makes sense.
Mm. Then it says, arrival of M.M.
I hope this isn't the only document you're basing the search on. And what is M.M.?
There were no M.M. in the office. But there was a paymaster. We feel that M.M. stands for money man.
Like I said, I hope it's not the only evidence you have.
It was the only document until we found a piece of paper. A claim filed by the wife of one of the victims for the salary she had come to pick up on the day of the disaster.
Mm.
Look, Philippe, it may not sound like much, but it convinced my boss.
Well, let's go down there and find us some treasure.
Don't go down there again, Philippe.
It was Father Lucien Malot. He said the services for my son.
They told me at your hotel that you were here. Don't go down again, Philippe. They'll get you this time.
What are you saying?
You know those waters. They are evil. There's something down there, something black. He tried to get you once.
Could we discuss this in my office?
If you don't go down there, there's nothing left to say.
Well, we're going down there, and that's all there is to it.
Why are you so impatient to die, Mr. Goncourt?
What?
It's as simple as that. Really, it is. As simple as life. Death. Good. Evil.
Really?
I know you don't like priests.
How do you know?
I've prayed for you.
Oh, please, save your prayers.
I know about you too, Philip.
And what do you know, Father Mallon?
We're not going to discuss this voodoo in the middle of the museum.
Please. Look, Kate, perhaps we should go to your office.
Yes.
Hurry up and state your case. Please, Father.
Well, surely it's clear to both of you that there's evil under that bridge.
Evil?
That water, it's red with the blood of men and women. It lures them, the sane and the insane, to commit suicide, murder.
Oh, I've heard there are a lot of jumpers.
Philippe.
Mr. Goncourt, I know I sound like a madman. I am not mad. On Earth, there is evil all around us. But there are some places where the evil is stronger.
I like a fairy tale as much as the next person.
Bia, Salem, Golgotha, that bridge. All the evil around us. The evil that makes you beat your dog or murder your wife. All that evil is joined, is more powerful. That bridge. Weak people are lured there, die there.
Weak people?
Those who cannot resist its evil.
As if we're attracted to it.
We're going on a dive, Father. We're going on an archaeological dive, like so many other archaeological dives. We're not on some spiritual mission.
You seem to know your inner soul very well, Mr. Goncourt. Really, now, do any of us know why we do anything? Search your heart, Philip Crichton, Don't tell me, Mr. Goku, why you're going down there. You see, you don't really know.
I'm going on the dive.
I am sad to hear that. Then I will go with you. I will protect you. Here is my number. Call me when you are to do the dive. Please.
All the omens were there, weren't they?
Oh, yes, they were.
But Mallow did go on the dive, didn't he?
Of course, he did. Kate and I discussed it for a week. She was positively adamant. But Mallow had put all of my fears into sharp focus. And in thinking about what he said, he started to sound absolutely lucid. This old Christian soul of mine wanted the protection.
Was the strategy of the dive very complex?
No. We worked in my hotel suite.
Oh?
You seem to be having trouble controlling your eyebrows. It was after Mallow visited us.
There's nothing like a good supper to purge the soul.
Drink?
No more.
Well, I'll get the charts.
Okay.
Did he scare you, the priest?
Yes. My mother was Irish and my father was French-Canadian.
Now, that's a nice, solid fear of the church for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a little defensive about it sometimes. That priest and...
Yeah. Okay, look here now. Pretty fast current.
Uh-huh. Reaches almost 5 knots.
Well, what's it say for the floor?
Rock.
Gotcha.
Philippe?
Hmm?
Why are you going down there again?
I suppose I have to. Because it's there.
So the priest was pretty close. Was saying that we were seduced.
Mm. And you?
Because I don't want to be a Musée de Québec bureaucrat anymore. And for adventure, too. It's thrilling, isn't it?
Yes.
Even for you, Philippe? Even after all you've seen?
Or not seen. Yes, it's still thrilling.
I like you, Philippe. I don't understand you, but I like you.
And I like the way you say my name.
Yeah.
Oh, Kate.
Did you love her?
What kind of bloody question is that?
A probing one, I...
You know, for someone I thought I was unnerving, you're sure getting awfully cocky.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. We fell in love. Hopelessly. You understand?
Yes. Did the priest get involved in the preparations?
After I phoned him to say that he could come, we didn't hear from him or see him again until the night of the dive.
What was he wearing that night?
Well, he wasn't in full regalia, that's what you mean. No robes or sashes. He was wearing a collar and carrying a case. Ah, yes, I remember the case very well.
Holy water?
Let's go for a drive.
Drive?
Sure, let's go there.
The bridge?
You can't possibly understand it unless you're there. Oh, isn't it?
It doesn't look moon so big when you're not on it.
Look down into that water. It looks black from up here, but down there, at night, it's green. A strange kind of green.
You're trying to scare me, Mr. Crichton. You're doing a good job.
You don't think I'm scared?
Why do you want to be here?
To remind the evil in the water. To remind the waters themselves, if you like. That I got away.
Jesus.
Starting to believe me?
Maybe just a little. Can we just get on with this?
Look down at the waters. That's where it happened. Down there. God. This is so hard. It was a beautiful evening.
The priest was in the boat when we got there, waiting and praying and his blessing everything in sight. Kate was annoyed at first, but she calmed down and let the dock, put it up the river toward the bridge. The bridge was visible through the whole trip of the river. A monument.
Strangely beautiful.
Yes, like an elaborate gravestone.
Well, we might as well get into our gear. I don't want to hang around.
Why are we going there at night?
It's lower high tide, less current. There's no traffic.
Well, it makes me nervous.
It makes us all nervous, Father. Stop here. Now, Father, run up the diving flag. Keep the boat running against the current and under the bridge. You don't need much more throttle than this.
I've been in a boat before, my son. What time is Slackwater?
0246. We'll be surfacing around 0315. Any later, the tidal current will be too strong.
Give me a hand, will you, sir?
Yeah, right. He's forcing the water.
That's very comforting.
Well, it makes me feel a little better.
Okay.
So am I. Now, let's not put this off any longer.
Take the mic. How are you reading?
Loud and clear.
Let's go.
Right.
God bless and protect you, my children.
I didn't tell you something, dear.
What?
We're going to be seeing some skeletons.
I figured on that.
Brave girl.
Pinned in the structure, right?
Well, there won't be much left of them.
Enough to put the fear of God into a working girl.
Enough to do that to anyone. What's happening?
The water's clear. Absolutely clear.
Look. The bridge.
It's almost beautiful.
No, no. It is beautiful. We prepared. We'll see the skeletons soon.
There. Wish.
We'll have to do some digging.
What?
We'll have to find out where we are in the superstructure.
Do we have to do that here with that thing staring at us?
Well, there'll be more of them further on.
Good point.
Oh, so good. I'm not crazy about this either. Now, help me with this gutter.
Now we've released the damn skeleton. Shit!
The clothes will keep us swimming about for a while. Just push it away. Oh.
Idiot! Grab that damn gutter and get it away from me!
Calm down.
It's got me! It's got me! It's holding me!
Calm down. It's just caught in your suit, that's all.
No! It's holding me!
Get it! Don't let it see me. It's not caught in your mask. Stop moving, Kate. Hold your mask.
Father, come and get me. Please come and get me.
I'm coming, my father. I'm coming. Swim towards me. Now. There's an army of demons around you. Swim towards you. Swim, my
father. Swim. Help me, Father. Oh, God.
It was horrible. Bloody horrible. And it all happened down there, in those waters.
But you did go down again. You tempted those things again.
Yes. I found the chest with the money. Gold, lots of it. And I wanted to dive alone. I wouldn't risk taking anyone along. No one would risk going with me. Do you know what I am?
No.
It's a good word. It's particularly apt here. I'm a Jonah. The man surrounded by bad luck who brings it on others. I'm a Jonah. It's funny, isn't it?
Do you feel guilty?
Guilty? No.
What is it?
No, not again.
What is it?
Can't you hear them?
Hear what, Mr. Creighton? Mr. Creighton, what are you doing? Get down from them. Mr. Creighton, get down from
them. Can't you hear them, God damn you? I'm coming! Russell!
Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't hear anything. Anything.
Waters Under the Bridge was written for Nightfall by Gatin Chalbois and featured Walter Massey as Philip, Andrew Pelche as Kate, Ron Lea as the interviewer, Victor Daisy as Father Mallow, and Martin Neufeld as Russell. The sound technician was Gilles Laroche, with sound effects by René Lavoie. Production assistant, Nancy Carter. The play was produced and directed in Montreal by John Jessup. Next week, you'll journey from the world of horror and the supernatural to the realm of science fiction, with a new dramatized series from the BBC based on the works of leading science fiction writers. Each episode will be introduced by Arthur C. Clarke, author of both fiction and nonfiction on matters of science. Clarke is highly respected in both fields. I'm Frederick Hent, for executive producer Don Kowalczyk, urging you, no, insisting, that you join us next Friday at the same time for one of Arthur Clarke's most disturbing stories, A Fall of Moondust. Thank you, and good night.
CBC Radio.